C actually has four functions to manage the heap, and here are their prototypes. You can see that malloc takes a parameter of a very strange type, which you haven't seen yet. It's called size t. Well, it's really just an unsigned integer. Size t is defined usually as an unsigned int. And that makes sense because you don't expect to have a negative number of bytes that you want to request. But just think of it now as an integer, if you like, because we really haven't talked about unsigned integers very much. Notice that malloc returns a void pointer. Malloc is a function that takes a size t argument and returns a pointer to void. Well, now that's an interesting concept. What does that mean? Well, we're really not going to get to that in detail until the next chapter, and so you really only need to worry about that if you're going on to C++. But basically, it means a generic pointer. Remember that to use a pointer, it has to be a pointer to a certain type, an int or a structure object or whatever. The system needs to know how big your object is that you're pointing to, otherwise you can't do anything with it. Well, malloc doesn't really care how you're going to interpret the memory you get back. That's your business. And so we need some kind of generic way of saying, well, it's a pointer. And that is called void star. So any pointer can be represented as a void star, but you need to store it into a pointer of the correct type before you can actually use it. You'll see this in the next example. Free, as I mentioned, is the function that you use to return the memory to the heap, and that's done by just passing the pointer as an argument. There are two more functions that come in handy. One is calloc, or sometimes pronounced calloc. It takes two arguments, and what those arguments do is define an array. You use calloc to allocate an array on the heap. The first argument is an integer that is the number of elements you want in the array, and the second argument is the size of each element. So basically, the system is just going to multiply those two numbers and give you that many bytes back, give you a pointer to that many bytes back. Realloc is a very useful function. It takes a pointer that you already have allocated on the heap, whether it was from malloc or calloc, doesn't matter, and it basically reallocates it so it can grow. That's what you usually do anyway, is you do a realloc so it can get bigger. You could give it a smaller argument if you want. But what happens is if you give it an argument of a certain size and if there's enough memory to expand that area without moving it, then everything will just stay right there, which is nice, and you'll just expand and use whatever the empty space was at the end of your previous array. If there's not, then it'll be copied to a whole new area. So it's a pretty nice function. It makes it so you don't have to do that yourself. You don't have to malloc a new area, copy things over that you have already used, and then, of course, you'll leave the rest of the unused space alone until you initialize it later. Anyway, realloc does that all for you.